Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey folks, good to see you all, but if you're at my bedside, who's flying this thing?
Park's at the controls, McCabe's researching what we'll need to land, and Arcady's raiding the med bay.
Didn't know what to grab, so I brought, here.
The entire med bay?
I left the Q-tips.
Nothing to worry about, I just got lightheaded for a sec.
Brian, all due respect. Let Violet decide that.
All right, deep breath in. Do we think he's still infected by the nanoswarm?
I don't see how. Like the captain said, we reprogrammed everything in us on New Jupiter.
Deep breath out.
Violet showed the worst symptoms before. If it's the swarm, wouldn't she be worse off now?
Besides, if we were still transmitting everything to the regime, they would have caught us on Hypatia.
Well, Science Officer Liu, how is he? I can't tell, but I don't like how his breathing sounds.
I'm fine. I mean, a little tired, but that's just getting used to the new ship. It's too quiet. It's hard to sleep.
Yeah, but none of us are keeling over. Science Officer Liu, is he gonna do that again? Ryan, any history of breathing problems?
Dude, at this point, don't we all have...
Before the swarm.
Although we don't know if that left lasting damage.
When I was living on Nuzo, everyone had lung issues. The air was a mess. It was, like, thick sometimes. Left these oily smears on the walls. You'd scrape together enough cash when you could, buy a breathing treatment.
A breathing treatment? What was that?
No idea, man. It, treated your breathing?
Depending on what that was, it could have had a long-term impact, too. And I don't like the thought of all these factors interacting.
Well, what's wrong? What do we need to make them better? How long is that going to take? Science Officer Liu...
Violet, what do you need?
Diagnostic tools,
A scanner? Someone with an actual MD?
Well, shit, Leo. Don't cop out on us just because you don't have a fancy degree.
We're talking about the nuances of the human body. You can't make up for a lack of training with pluck and heart.
Are you two okay?
We're fine.
It won't interfere with our work.
Then see that it doesn't.
Captain, do we hold course or turn back towards Hypatia?
Hypatia will probably have the tools, but their whole hospital system's mob-run. We need a way to disclose Brian's medical history without letting them realize who he is, because they'd absolutely turn him over for a bounty. Beyond that, even the simplest procedure will cost money we don't have, and they don't mind ransoming patients.
I've got enough Mafia stories already. My vote is we stick with Telemachus. Campbell will know people.
Assuming Campbell's okay. Park, hold course. McCabe, how's our landing looking?
Low visibility above San Ramos, but given recent unrest, all nearby ports are at security level 12. Captain, can you come up here for a moment?
Of course. Sinathrapathy out. Arcady, with me. Everybody else, give Brian space if he asks for it. Security level 12, what does that...
Unless the guards are tired, distracted, or, you know, drunk, the IDs we picked up on Hypatia won't cut it.
Do we ask for a refund?
They'd pass muster in almost any other situation. It's our bad luck San Ramos got to this point. And everyone else's on the planet.
Okay, Hypatia's out. Ports are a non-option. What else is there?
Captain, you know the rest of Telemachus is surrounded by an extensive field of war rubble, right?
Of course she
then
knows.
Then she'd know. The IGR only cleared paths in or out as needed. They didn't exactly leave a back door.
What if we don't need a door?
Yes?
We've got a famous Dwarnian stunt pilot. Maybe we just need a crack in the wall, so to speak.
Steer through the rubble. Arcady, what do you think?
Could be doable. If all the shields hold, if Krej is at the top of their game, and if we find a discreet landing site.
I mean, there must be some way to sneak onto Telemachus, or they wouldn't still have an issue with smugglers.
Great. McCabe, Park, look into that. We've still got a little time.
How's Brian?
He says he feels fine.
Captain, someone still needs to get a hold of Campbell.
Yep, on it.
You can do this, kiddo. You can do it, because you have to, so you will. Computer, private connection. Sinathrapathy to Ignatius Campbell.
Attempting.
Hi, Campbell. I assume the line's secure this time?
It is.
Did you get my message last month?
Yeah. Would have preferred to hear it from you in person.
Well then, today's your lucky day. I need a favor.
I said to call me when you were safe. Why do I get the feeling that's not what this is?
Because it's not.
Captain.
Look, we don't have an exact time frame on this, but we've got reason to believe the regime's secretly funneling a cache of unknown Dwarnian weapons to Telemachus.
Oh, shit.
We figured you could get the word out.
Yeah, pretty brazen for them to use alien arms on us. We've got a lot of cameras down here.
If the government really, really wanted to shut down all signals headed off planet,
if they went for the satellites or even just cut the power, they sure could kneecap us. Shit. What's your favor?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't reach out if it wasn't serious.
I don't love being your last resort, any more than I loved being your suspect.
Campbell, I didn't want to accuse you. But doing this job means I can't always steer by my feelings, by what I want.
What do you want, Sana?
For one thing, I want to be friends.
And what is it you need?
Campbell, I don't know how
Your favor. What are you asking for?
Brian's sick. He's awake now, but a few minutes ago he fell down coughing. We don't know much more than that. We're near Hypatia, but...
Hypatian healthcare system, yeah. You want to come to San Ramos, don't you?
We don't have a lot of other options. Our old friends are keeping scarce for the most part.
What'd you think was gonna happen, Captain? You swing into New Jupiter, guns blazing, bombs blazing.
You assume we were thinking.
Look, full honesty, this is not a great time to visit.
I know. If we had somewhere else to go...
This is Brian, damn it! Yeah, you know what? Head over. I got a doctor friend who goes way back. I'll give her a call.
Thank you, Campbell. Thank you so much.
Hope I don't regret this. Hell, I hope you don't regret this.
We'll do what we can.
You always do.
Hey, did you ever figure out what was taking your tomatoes?
What?
The last time we really talked, you said... your tomatoes.
Neighbor kids, 3 floors down. They were climbing the fire escapes.
Really? A vegetable grift?
Turns out their parents got taken for demonstrating. They were hungry. Their aunt has them now.
How are they?
Doing as well as they can. I'm teaching them how to make ratatouille. If they're going to lift my tomatoes, they should at least learn how to use them.
Heart of stone.
That's me.
If I could go back and do it over...
If we could time travel, I think our whole story would be pretty damn different.
Yeah.
Call when you land. Don't surprise me.
I won't.
And Captain? Good to hear from you.
You too. Synanthropathy out.
Connection ended.
Why do you do this to yourself, kid?
Hey, Krish. What's up?
Park's watching the controls. Apparently, he gets tired of the little flourishes I do to keep awake after hour 13 or so. Just wanted to make sure you're lying down.
Nice and horizontal, bud. I got the arms deal recording queued up. Gonna see if I can find hints of any regional Dwarnian accents. Until we unlock the visuals, I think that's gonna be our best bet for figuring out who the IGR is working with. If they're rogue extremists or something worse.
Lying down and resting?
I don't breathe with my ears, Krej. Or my brain.
Well, you kinda do breathe with your brain, though, right? Involuntary whatevers.
It's not gonna tax me to think.
Sorry, I'm just, really, really, really worried.
Me too, bud. I can't even look at it head on. I just...
Yeah.
What if the last time things were okay is already behind us? What if that was it for us and we didn't even know?
You could get better, Kermit Jeter.
I could. And I could not. And I know I shouldn't be, but like, I think I'm angry.
I don't think there is a should with this type of thing.
Then, yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry that nobody on Nuzu ever fixed the air. A lot of folks there were rich and powerful enough, they could have done it if they wanted to. I'm angry that Hypatia's awash because of my mob crap, because we can't even trust the hospitals there. I'm angry that Descartes said the soul was tethered to the body at the pineal gland, like anything ever gets to be that simple. And Krej, I'm sorry, but I'm angry that everyone keeps telling me to rest. I know, okay? I know. I want to hang out in the cockpit and cook dinner now that we've got, like, actual ingredients again, and help figure out how to get us to Telemachus and crack the mystery of this arms deal recording, because there's definitely stuff I'm missing. I can feel it. I want to do everything, and it hurts to breathe, and I'm tired. Sorry. I sound...
Honestly, you sound like me.
Amazing and clever and good-looking as dang.
Right on the money. Brace yourself for the tenderest of cuddles. Tender as a... I want to say Guthesnian, but I have a feeling that won't translate well.
Right on the money, pal.
what I said before about not wanting to get married. I could kick myself.
It's okay, dude. Please don't change your mind out of guilt.
It's not guilt.
Okay.
Where I'm from, weddings are so about family that the idea of doing without, it's real. Lish the glass a ilwe. Do you have that in English? One shrieking grain of sand against the tides of the universe.
Lonely.
Among other things, yeah. But the thought of just having that door shut for us is so much worse.
I know.
Hey now, who's comforting who here?
Radio Free Telemachus. I'm Piper Tanaka, not my real name, with my co-host, the woman known as Kestrel Colvin, and Reina, too busy to think of a bird name, Sakamachi, in the booth. We're broadcasting to you, as always, in the debris-strewn wastes around Telemachus.
It's currently 1:30 PM, and here's the news. Raids tonight in Bogdale, North Fenton, Santa Bridget, parts of West San Ramos, and Remel. Sources suggest they're checking under floorboards, so find some alternate spots for your favorite contraband.
What's your favorite contraband, Kes?
My brain. You?
My brain. Travelers, be prepared for an extra long wait at Port 7B and Port 5C. And now, for a list of bribable guards. Just kidding, government agents. We have fun, don't we?
A new wave of protests are expected after recent crackdowns on unlicensed communication devices. Contact your local shortwave radio networks for more information. Keep your water on hand, hide your face, and remember your anti-tear gas training.
Now, let's unleash those feelings with Hi, I'm Case.
Crash, are you ready?
Depends what's on the dial.
And their latest hit available to me? Aesthetic.
This works. Crystal crew. Folks, we are maybe 10 minutes out from our landing on San Ramos' most scenic, tucked away junkyard. Thank you, Crimson Park and Sharpshooter McCabe. But before we can rest in all that garbage, we're coming up on the tightly packed rubble field surrounding Telemachus. I repeat, we are heading into flying conditions doused with danger. Strap yourselves in, Cream and Cheater, that means you, and hold down whatever needs holding, because things are gonna get bumpy.
Shields at 95%. Let's go.
I fly with my nerves guided by those who came before me. I fly with my gaze guided by years of practice. I fly with my will guided by love. I fly with...
Danger! Approaching obstruction. Please select a different path.
I fly with...
Danger. Approaching obstruction. Please select a different path.
There is no other path.
Danger. Mm,
must be a new safety measure. Hang on.
Please select a different path. Danger.
Better? Breast! Shields are at... Shit, shields are at 54%.
Okay.
Crash, we're in this. We need your head here.
I haven't flown a hard path without Crewman Jeter by my side in 2 years.
Ryan's here, Crash. He's resting. You can do this. You are doing this.
Tonight we burn the fire. Tonight we drown the ocean. Tonight the sky belongs to me, and obstacles know to flee before... Sima Halko!
Arcady, shields!
Shields are... they're gone.
I'm sorry. Captain, I'm so sorry.
Crash, there is one way we get through this. There is one way Brian gets through this. And that's if you take a moment, reach down into yourself, and pull out the calm you need to get this done. Because you're gonna, okay? Come on,
We aim higher than we thought possible. We strike harder than our arm should go.
We fly faster than our engines should allow. We are molecules, atoms, juddering carbon. But we are something more. Life blood, life breath, life heat. And though death and failure reach for us,
we will dance on the ashes of this moment. We will...
We will...
Look out!
Whoa.
We will dance on the ashes of this moment. We will look this moment in the eye and laugh and dance again. We will offer this moment a high five and take it back at the last second.
Ah!
Just a little further, Krej. Doing great.
When the bones are destroyed, when the breath is lost, let it be remembered by the starlight dancing at the edge of the void.
Krej! Krej! Krej!
I see it. I was here. I was alive. I was wonderful.
And we're in the atmosphere. Come on, we're so close to clear.
How are we going to get past
Let's
that?
Let's find out. Cowabunga failure? Cow?
Left stabilizer's hanging on by a thread.
I saw some stuff once.
Why are we flying upside down?
Krej is going to pin the stabilizer. Keep it stuck on.
Krej, that is... very clever. But the top of the ship has no landing gear.
I'm flipping it back once we're close enough.
Seconds before we land.
Up and down are mere ideas. The laws of physics, a polite suggestion. Let's get rude. Courage to all crew. Brace yourselves. Crewman Jeter, I love you. Present.
Ground's coming up.
Wait.
Ground's coming up really fast.
Wait.
Krej!
To Brian Jeter. Crewman Jeter, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just please, never again.
I got you, love. Krej out.
Krej, that was truly phenomenal.
It truly was. Courage to all crew. Welcome to San Ramos' most beautiful heap of trash. I've been your pilot, and if anyone wants to commit that little adventure to epic verse, rap, or opera, my name in the Earth English tradition is K-R-E-J-J-H.
So, what do we think are the odds nobody witnessed that?
Attention, attention, this is Officer Perry of Region A-24. How did you do that? Holy shit, you flipped so close your wingtip brushed the ground.
Krej, you mind if I play colonizer on this one?
Huh?
Do none of the work, reap all the reward, take all the credit.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'll be in the air vent.
Let me get that for you.
This is Captain Priya Khan of the Starship Whisper. And thanks. I'm feeling pretty good about it, too. Can you grab that left stabilizer for us?
What? The hell was that? Oh.
Congratulations, McCabe. You survived your first crash stunt. Welcome to the club. We are Legion, and we are queasy.
All right, let's see your paperwork. You know you're a good 30 clicks from the nearest port?
As you might imagine, nothing about that landing went according to plan.
What's your business on Telemachus?
Meeting an old friend.
Good, good. I'd advise staying inside after 5 p.m. if you want to keep safe from the rioters, and stay out of West San Ramos if at all possible. Now, if I can just get a look at your IDs.
Is there a problem?
Captain Priya Khan?
Yes?
Can I have your autograph?
It'll cost you.
How much?
Enough that making the trade on duty could technically be considered a bribe, and we would hate for you to get in trouble.
Right, never mind. This is a provisional tourist license. You'll need to submit it along with all your other paperwork to the nearest port guard. Proceed.
Guess they don't send their best and brightest to guard the landfill district.
Was it really worth the risk to refuse the autograph?
Depends if we want a paper trail on our illegal landing.
Is it safe?
Think so.
Warm in there.
You know what I'm thinking? We've all earned a drink. McCabe?
What?
Your drinking age, right?
We wouldn't want to break any laws.
Just pretty sure alcohol messes with teen brain development.
I'm 23!
In the meantime, let's not wait around, yeah? Arkady Patel to Ignatius Campbell.
Attempting connection.
The famous Arkady Patel.
Infamous, I keep saying.
How was your trip?
Can't wait to tell you about it. Same address as always?
Across from the dockyard. Can't go wrong. Although, I should tell you, Gretch, there's enough on-the-ground regime presence in West San Ramos right now. You shouldn't risk getting seen.
Right.
So, taxi your ship down to the dockyard, and I'll drop by with Dr. Robinson and snacks.
You're a wonder, Campbell.
And that's before you even tried my latest sourdough.
Marry me. I mean...
I know what you mean. See you soon. Ignatius Campbell out.
Nobody say anything.
Nobody say anything about what, Captain Trapati?
Have I mentioned lately how much I appreciate you all?
Oh, great. I hope nobody has anywhere to be in the next hour.
And Jinsoon Park? I think you're one of the few people in history who's genuinely funnier than he thinks he is.
Thank you.
What ho! Forger Campbell approaches with Dr. Robinson and a picnic basket.
How can you... The security screens.
There's benefits to flying in the lap of luxury. I miss the old curtains, though.
The curtains were hideous.
The curtains were distinguished.
Easily distinguished from good fabric.
Hey, Violet.
Can we talk?
Yeah.
Really?
Later.
Yeah.
Permission to come aboard?
Aye, aye. Forger Campbell.
Hey, Credge, love the new goggles. Arkady, are you more buff than before?
I've been lifting.
You must be Violet. Great to meet you.
You too. I've heard good things.
Damn straight you have. Park and McCabe, I assume.
Oh, great. We're recognized. Blown sight. How'd you...
Process of elimination. Given that you two aren't handcuffed in the brig, I assume there's a story there. Can't wait to hear it. Captain Trapathy, you look, great. Hey.
Hi.
Friends, this is Dr. Robinson.
Hiya.
Where's the patient?
Brian? Hey, Brian, meet Dr. Robinson.
You can call me Doc.
Do people really call you that?
No, but I live in hope. Your ad hoc medic's been catching me up on your file.
Thanks again for seeing him. We really can't begin to repay you.
Well, I do accept money. Nothing against gratitude, but we're on a partial blockade, and you wouldn't believe the markups on pirated goods. For every Kim Ha for Nate Hawthorne, there's 10 greedy assholes who will charge you hundreds for a kilo of rice and half a bottle of disinfectant.
You'll, have to talk to the captain about payment. Sorry.
Do you want me to stay, Brian? Or...
Nah, it's cool. Tell Campbell I say hey.
Will do.
So, breathing issues. Can you hold still, please? Hold still again? Yeah, that's in keeping with what I thought.
Which is?
that a human system can't play host to a swarm of alien robots without showing some wear and tear, particularly in the lungs. I have no doubt you've all shaved a few years off your lifespans, but in your case... Look, the body repairs itself as much as possible. It can't work miracles. Your crewmate says you spent years on Nuzo. Do you know the kind of atmospheric impurities they used to allow?
I can guess.
Can you?
Maybe not.
Motor oil in the bronchial tubes. Yeah, as I expected, you're gonna need oxygen therapy. You see this little machine? Let me hook you in. All right, deep breaths. Better?
Yeah, way better, Doc. Thanks.
Pocket models can be hard to come by, but this one just made its way back to me.
That's lucky.
Because the old owner died, Brian. I changed the nose piece first, obviously.
How long am I going to need this?
I don't know.
Rough estimation?
You have to appreciate, your case is completely without precedent. This could wind up in medical textbooks.
Jeter syndrome.
With standard naming conventions, more like Robinson syndrome. Sorry, that's not funny. I'm very tired. Anyway, it'll only be relevant if it happens to more people, so fingers crossed I remain in obscurity, eh? I'd say you should stay hooked up at all times, except showering, for at least 6 months. Then see if you can slowly reintroduce brief periods without it. Build up as you can. Any sign of trouble, you go right back on the machine.
6 months? Seriously?
This machine and proper diagnosis are gonna give you back your life. And if all else fails, remember, the regime did this to you. The regime wants you to give up. Prove them wrong. Be a survivor. In my experience, spite's a more powerful motivator than you might think.
Incoming call for Sana Tripathi. Incoming call for Sana Tripathi. Incoming call for
Katie?
Sana Tripathi. Incoming call.
Is Brian stable?
Sana,
yeah. He's good.
Incoming call.
What are you doing in Campbell's guest room?
Thought you'd be rooming with Violet.
Thought you'd be rooming with Campbell. Where were you?
Working on the ship. A nice pivot, but unfortunately for you... Oh, for crying out loud. Computer, accept call.
Incoming.
How did the mission go?
Conditional success. Look, other Violet, you know it's 3 a.m. for us?
You know how you avoid these early morning calls?
We tell you how the mission went. We found Max and made your offer. He turned us down, but ultimately Arcadia and Violet convinced him to pass on your terms to the rest of the Echoes.
And you already knew that.
Arcadia?
Where she would have reacted a hell of a lot more to conditional success.
A few Echo groups have already contacted us.
They work fast.
Mercs of that stripe don't sleep in. Speaking of which, if you called us at 3 for no reason...
You know how, when an employee slips up, the boss will say there's 100 other people who could do your job?
Message received. Although in this case we had a...
Well, for us there aren't. We work with what we have, so when some of that vanishingly small number decide to go AWOL, the impact is...
We weren't taking a vacation.
Brian translated enough of the arms deal to learn the weapons were meant for Telemachus.
Do we know what kind of weapons?
No.
Do we know when they're coming?
No.
Do we know where on Telemachus?
Planetary coordinates only. My guess is San Ramos, but we can't be sure.
And before you say we're wasting your time, you called us.
Well, tell your translator to...
He's sick.
I've been trying to explain. We were on our way to San Ramos to warn our contacts there, and I'm sure someone would have remembered to call you, but then Brian coughed himself unconscious, and frankly, that took priority.
You didn't stopped to wonder if maybe we could connect you with medical resources you don't have?
It's 48 hours from Hypatia to Telemachus. 44 if your driver's a terrified, heart-sick stunt pilot. Given that I doubt you've got a foothold in the Hypatian hospital mafia, are you really going to tell me you could have solved this problem sooner?
That's not the point. The point...
Should we have checked in with you first? Absolutely. We panicked. I should have reached out, and I didn't. That's on me. But I'll be honest. It has been a very, very long day for all of us, and we are working without a handbook here. So considering that you knew, in fact, we'd completed our last mission, I really can't see why this call couldn't have waited 4 hours.
How are you on funds?
We tore up the ship coming in, and the doctor still needs to get paid.
You tore up the ship? What does that mean?
Materially, we owe you. I just think in the meantime, you could treat us like grown-ups.
We'll pay up this time, but we have an entire revolution to think about. Remember that our resources are finite, and don't assume we can cover you like that again. Are you still in San Ramos?
We're staying with a friend.
You mean Ignatius Campbell, don't you?
You've listened to the case files.
Well, we had to know what the regime knew. Good news is, you have a way to start paying back your debt to us. We could really use Campbell's skills, not to mention his contacts. We'd been meaning to liaise with him anyway, and you're in a much better position to do that, Captain.
Meaning?
You seemed close. That's useful to us.
Are you asking me to seduce him for the cause?
God, no. Spying only works that way in the movies. I'm saying, state your case. He'll listen to you.
I may not have the leverage you think I do.
Only one way to find out. And remember, if something goes down, you tell me.
Because you care so much. Brian's doing better, by the way, since you asked.
Don't screw with me, Arcady. I'm the Violet Lou who doesn't find that shit cute. Violet Lou out.
Connection ended.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Episode 3, Deep Breath, starring
Brittany Lefevre as Krej,
Cindy Chu as Violet Liu,
Ishani Kanatkar as Arcady Patel,
Rukmini Desai as Sanal Tripathi,
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter,
Chris Choi as Jinsun Park,
Jackie Andrews as RJ McCabe,
Ella Womersley as ELLA,
Julia Morizawa as Piper Tanaka,
Lucille Valentine as Kestrel Colvin,
Ricky Harris as Ignatius Campbell,
Sabrina Sonner as Officer Perry.
Angelique Lazarus as Dr. Robinson.
Joe Chang as Other Violet.
Written by Jessica Best with contributing writer Emily Jade Lomax.
Sound design, mixing, and editing by Hannah Cross and Aaron Bauman.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Opening credits music is Fear for the Storm, written by Jessica Best and S.E. Winters, and performed by Kyron Starr with Aaron Bauman on vocals. Ending credits music is Rocket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio. The featured track in this episode is courtesy of High on Case. For more, visit soundcloud.com/HIIMCASE.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.